A new support group for parents who homeschool their kids will hold its first annual general meeting this weekend here in Calgary. Organizers say they're getting a lot of interest since Alberta Education pulled the accreditation from Trinity Christian School Association in Cold Lake for alleged financial mismanagement. Trinity is a private school which used a company called Wisdom Homeschooling to oversee 3,500 homeschooled students across the province. Judy Arnall is co-founder of the Alberta Home Education Parents Society, and she joins me now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So why did you decide to set up this support group?
Well, we've known for a long time there are a lot of parent voices out there that are not currently being represented by a group, and we decided last summer that it was time to, with the new government, it was time to have just another collective voice out there promoting home education and parent rights.
And do you homeschool your kids?
I do. Yes, I've done it for 19 years.
And how much interest are you seeing in your support group in light of what happened with Trinity Christian School?
We're seeing a lot of interest now. We have quite a few more members just because parents want a voice out there. They're not being heard.
And what are you hearing from parents who are contacting you?
Parents are kind of, there's a lot of fear, and they're scared that their funding will get cut off. They're scared that home education in Alberta will have more restrictions. They're scared of losing their autonomy and their right to home educate.
It doesn't sound like parents had a lot of notice in this case, did they?
No notice whatsoever. And a lot of parents start planning for their year in February for September. They have their board in place. They buy their curriculum. They sign up for lessons and activities. And then to have kind of the rug pulled out from under them and scrambling to find a home again is very not so fun for parents. It's very scary.
Yeah, I understand that the Trinity Christian School Association represented about 30% of the kids being homeschooled in this province right now. What's going to happen to them?
Well, all those kids will be taken care of by there's about 45 other school authorities that supervise home education programs. So they will be picked up by those schools whichever ones they choose.
Yeah, and what do you think about what happened with Trinity?
Well, I think it's good that the government does its job and provides financial accountability. It's just not good timing for families involved, but nobody really knows what the situation is until it plays out. And we must have trust in the government that they do have a leg to stand on, I guess.
We've heard some concerns from people saying that there needs to be more oversight when it comes to homeschooling. What do you make of that argument?
Alberta is one of the most regulated jurisdictions in Canada for homeschooling. We have way more rules and regulations to follow than any other province. So, no, we need less regulation and more funding. And, yes, with more funding, we do need that financial oversight and accountability. But we also want to maintain our autonomy, our choice of curriculum, and our methods of, because parents are the primary educators of their children. They know best. But that choice should be a funded choice. Otherwise, it's not a choice.
We've also heard from some critics who don't believe that public money should go to private schools. How about that?
Well, that's a common cry out there. And the fact is that when children are home educated or in private schools, they are not using the system. So they actually save the taxpayers' money. For example, I've been homeschooling 5 children over 13 years each. I've saved taxpayers about $500,000 that would have been spent if those children were in school.
How do you figure that?
Well, it's over 13 years. I'm saving the schools at least $11,000 a year per child that they're not paying out for my children.
Why did you choose to homeschool all 5 of your children?
I kind of fell into it. My children did start out in kindergarten in grade one, and they disliked it. It was a real battle to get them to school every day. So I thought, okay, well, let's try something new. Let's try homeschooling. And year by year, I would ask them, well, what do you want to do this year? And they'd say, yes, let's homeschool.
And how are they doing? Because I would assume if you've been doing this over 19 years, what do the outcomes look like?
There's evidence-based outcomes. The home education children write the same diploma exams that children in physical schools write if they want to go on to post-secondary. So my kids wrote 16 diploma exams, and two have graduated university. One's fourth year, almost graduating, and one has finished high school, and I still have one at home.
I would imagine homeschooling is not for everyone for a number of reasons. What kind of advice would you give to people who think that it may be for them?
I would say go for it. You will not have any regrets. You don't have to be a teacher to homeschool your children, because as they reach later grades, they, you know, may go online or teach themselves. And the beauty is they take control of their own learning, and it's easier than you think. It takes, you know, in the earlier grades, it takes about a half an hour a day. And more parents of kids in physical school are spending more time than that battling over homework. So try it out.
For people who are interested in attending your meeting this weekend, how can they do that?
We do have a Facebook page, and we don't quite have a website up because we're still so new, but they can go to the AHEPS.ca link, and that will get them to the Facebook page with information.
AHEPS.ca, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, we will make sure to tweet that out on our CBC Homestretch account. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Judy Arnall is co-founder of the Alberta Home Education Parents Society. Meanwhile, an online petition has also been started asking for the Trinity Christian School to be reopened.